If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. On a phone line now is John Copeland. He is the Vice President of Marketing and Consumer Insights at Adobe. John, welcome to the Biz Lunch. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Thanks, Steve, for having me on. I'm really excited to be here as well.
I've been going over the numbers and your press release and things, and there's so many things here to talk about. So I'm going to just run through some statistics first. You are predicting, Adobe predicting, online sales this holiday season will increase 14.8%. Retail sales offline will go up only 2.7%. But here's the thing that jumps out at me. Online sales. So buying things online between 7 and 10 p.m., you chose specific time on Cyber Monday, those 3 hours will drive more revenue than an average full day in 2018. We are buying our things online these days and not at the store.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And a little bit of background on our predictions. They come from our Adobe Experience Cloud, which actually monitors over 55 million unique products. We get data from 80% of the top U.S. web retailers. We aggregate it. We anonymize it. We're monitoring over basically 7 million transactions a second. And you know, no human alone could kind of surface stuff like this. We use our Sensei artificial intelligence and machine learning platform to drive a lot of the insights that you saw in the press release. And yeah, you're absolutely right. Consumers are getting actually a lot more comfortable shopping online. The growth rate that you mentioned, that 14% or over 14% growth rate in online sales outpacing offline sales, suggests that online is stealing a bigger share. Customers are feeling a lot more comfortable shopping online. And we call those hours that you mentioned between 7 and 10 Pacific on Cyber Monday the golden hours of holiday retail.
But here's
those
the thing.
Those are really the hours when the East Coast, that's basically 10 p.m. East Coast time until about 1 a.m., lines up with the after-work hours on the West Coast here. So it's really the opportunity when most of the continental United States is off of work now and has the opportunity to close all those transactions that they might have been browsing earlier through the day or earlier through the holiday season.
Okay, John, I've got a number of questions, so I'm going to fire through them pretty quickly here. But we're buying online, but here's the thing. We've talked in this on this show about, well, Warby Parker, an online eyeglass company, they're opening up physical stores. There are a number of online stores that are now creating a physical presence, and your data shows that that really pays off. Those online retailers do better online if they've got a physical option. Explain that for me.
Yeah, so what we see is that online retailers who have a physical presence generally have at least or on average a 28% higher online conversion rate than retailers who don't have a physical presence.
Is that just because people see it and know what they look like when they walk by this? Because a lot of them don't have that many stores either.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And, I mean, you talked about Warby Parker. I mean, there are even traditional multi-category retailers like Nordstrom who are launching, you know, new concepts, right? Stores that don't have inventory. So you can go try the clothes on, see what they look like, find the best fit, find the style and the color that works for you, and then go online to purchase it later. And in fact, you know, what we see in our surveys is that roughly 47% of people want to see a product before they buy it.
Yeah.
But for millennials, it's actually 58% among millennials.
Well, that surprises me. I would have thought that the older you are, the more likely you needed to touch. I need to touch, especially clothes for the most part. Another thing, social media is waning when it comes to influence. I think that's fascinating. Explain that for me.
Yeah, so what we've seen over the past few years is that social media is clearly driving more traffic, like referral traffic. Over the past couple of years, it's gone up over 110%. But the dollar value of those visits is actually decreasing. So somebody, you know, hitting a social platform and then, you know, referring over to one of the many online retail sites, the dollars that referral traffic is driving is actually down 11%. over the past few years. And there are probably a number of factors that are driving that, including, you know, things like a lot of the latest news around trust and identity theft and privacy and issues that concern consumers. So there are other digital channels outside of social that, in fact, are driving increased revenue per visit over that same time frame. So, for example, natural search. You go to, you know, one of the many search engines, you type in, you know, the term that you're looking for. That referral value, the dollar value of natural search, has actually gone up about 23%. Referring domains, so, you know, websites like Retail Me Not, for example, the value that they've been delivering over the past few years has actually gone up about 15%. But the best performer is actually the retailer's own website. Direct traffic, the dollar value from direct traffic has gone up about 36% in the past few years.
John Copeland is the Vice President of Marketing and Consumer Insights at Adobe. John, I'm so late. I'm going to give me a 15-second answer here. Cyber Monday is big for buying toys. Black Friday is big for buying computers. Thanksgiving sales have been going through the roof, growing so much in the past few years, and that's big for sporting goods. Why sporting goods on Thanksgiving?
You know, it's a great question. The retailers are actually figuring out when to stage their best deals and when customers are actually responding to them. And so it's the case that, you know, the sporting goods retailers have really found out that that's the best day to offer those deals. And you know, they're less likely to be competing with some of those traditional traffic drivers, right, like the big electronics, like apparel, and like appliances, for example.
John Copeland, it's great to talk to you. I hope we can talk again.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. Have a great day.